venue pour ça.
Okay, this is May 13th, and this is Focus.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that everyone is working on that.
Yes.
That you're bringing yourself to that conclusion, because the lie that has been perpetuated on the human race all these many centuries is that we are separated from this thing that we call God. And if you feel that you're separated from God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, you're not going to be able to manifest what you want. Nor are you going to feel good about yourself. Because you're always going to think that somebody is watching you, that something is wrong with you. And you have to know that you're always whole and complete and perfect. It doesn't matter what is going on in your life. What matters is what's going on in your mind. It's always going to boil down to your mind. We were at dinner this evening, and absolutely amazed about the technology. Jerry was downloading stuff on his cell phone, or iPod, or whatever these things are called. And that's absolutely amazing. And Rhoda looked at me and she said, but we still have the same problems. It doesn't matter how far technology goes, how wonderful we get. You see, the same problems you have, whether you have a cell phone, you don't have a cell phone, the same problems were there before TV came in. All the technology in the world is not going to help you. It may make your life a little easier for doing different things. But if you cannot control your thinking, if you do not realize that you are the cause unto your own experience, that it is absolutely a mental world that we live in, and that this thing that we're calling God can only do for you what it can do through you. It has to come through your mind, which means through your belief systems, through your attitudes, through your viewpoints, and through your opinions. It has to go through those. And the only way that you can change your life, if you're not happy with your life, is to change your mind about what life is. We never see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. And until you're able to change your attitude about something, it will remain the same. Because we do not see with our eyes. We see with our mind. And when I say that we see with our mind, we always make up our mind what something is before we see it. You may not know that, but that is what happens in the world. So, this teaching is a teaching of unity, where you are one with this thing called God, where you absolutely are gods in the making, where you have this seed of divinity inside of you, which can grow and grow and grow. And you have to do that for yourself by changing your mind about who you are, giving up all the limitations that you have put upon yourself. There's no limitation in the mind of God. There's only limitation in your mind because of your thinking. And one of the things that the world teaches you is that you are a human being. This is absolutely true. But you have to also realize that you're spiritual. And I said weeks ago, you have to spiritualize yourself and you have to spiritualize what you're doing. You have to start seeing yourself as this thing, God in the making. You have to be able to do that for yourself, because you are always causing your reality. Nothing outside of you is doing that. The world would like to convince you that that is so. The situation and the condition that you're in would like to convince you that that is so. Conditions are not entities. You are an entity. And an entity can control a condition. Do not allow your conditions to take life. And that is what we do. We have something, a problem, whatever is going on, and we start to focus on that, and we breathe life into it, and you can remove that life by putting your focus elsewhere. But what you think about, you will bring about, whether it's good, bad, or whatever you want to call it. It's done with your mind. Your thoughts are your children. That's all there is. Do you want them to grow up if it's the wrong type of thing? Do you want that to continue? If you do, you breathe life into it. If you don't, you take that life force away from it. You are the one who has the power to do that. August. Turn and say, nothing is happening to me. I am the happening.
Nothing is happening to me. I am the happening.
Nothing is happening to me. I am the happening.
Nothing is happening to me. I am the happening.
Nothing is happening to me.
Nothing is happening to me. I am happy.
Nothing is happening to me. I am
happy.
Nothing is happening to me. I am
happy. Nothing is happening to me. I am happy.
Nothing is happening to me. I am happy.
Nothing is happening to me. I am happy.
Nothing's happening to me.
And nothing is happening to me. I am the happening. Why is that so important? Because the world teaches and the mind teaches us that something outside of us is causing everything. Nothing is causing anything except your thinking. We live in right now in this situation where you hear that money is tight, the economy is this is happening, that's happening. All these different things are happening. You can buy into that and you can believe that. If you do, then this thing called God works through that. If you say, this does not come nigh onto me, then that also is the belief that you're living under and it will not come to you. So it's done with your thinking and it's done with your mind. So during this time, this economic situation and so forth that we seem to be in, I have a card I want to read. Many of you may remember Kathy Ortiz that used to come to our classes. I know Rhoda will remember her. She was in show business doing something technical, but she always wanted to open up her own little frame shop. She has just now opened up her own little frame shop. You see, so I called her today, but the nicest thing here is she wrote on the back here, it's printed on her card, business is great, people are wonderful, and life is good. And I talked to her today, and she said, Dallas, without this teaching, I would not have been able to do this. I would not have been able to open up my own business. Now, it took her a while to do it, but she never gave up that idea, and when she would come to see me and so forth, I would talk to her about it, and I said, you must be bold, because when you're bold, mighty forces will come to your aid. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with anything. Now, the other reason why I bring this up, there are so many people that have come through this class, and they're not here at the present moment because they're out making money. They're out doing what they want. You were here when the young man, the magician, showed up, and he made tons of money going off on his things, and I think he's out there doing that now. But there is a list of people who are doing what they want to do because they took this teaching and they used it and they did something with it. Now, what did they do with it? They gave up their limitations. You have to give up any limitation that you have in your thinking that your mind is telling you that it cannot be done. Or if you are convinced by the world, this is not the right time to do this. I can't do this. It's not the right time, whatever. There is no time in the mind of God. There is no time in the mind of God. All time in the mind of God is the right time. Remember that. Otherwise, you're postponing your good, you're postponing your life, and you're always saying to yourself, I'll wait till conditions get better, I'll wait till I get this, I'll wait, 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 wait. And that's all you're going to do the rest of your life is wait. So be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Go out and do what you want to do, and stop using these excuses that it's the economy, it's other people, or you're waiting for the sun to come out, or whatever you're waiting to do. That has nothing to do with anything. It's your thinking. Once you make a decision, the whole universe comes and backs you up in that decision. With Kathy going into this framing business and so forth, if she got this far, the universe is not going to drop her. This is what you have to remember about this thing. You cannot have an idea without having the means to make that idea come true. So if you get an idea, you have to know that all the rest is already there. Why? Because everything, including you, is whole and complete and perfect. God does not work in bits and pieces. So if you start a business, you have to know that that business will succeed because you started it. Now, the universe has to come and back you up in that. Now, you have to use your wisdom and your intelligence also. I have a client that started a new business, and I said, how's it going and all? She said, well, she's a little leery because she said, you know, I can't look down and see this ever becoming a success. I said, you've got to change that immediately, you see. You can't have lurking in the back of your mind, I'm doing this today, but I don't think it'll work a year from now. You can't do that. You're creating your own reality, people. If anything, you get out of this class, get out of the idea that you are creating your life, you are creating your own reality. What does that mean? That means you're drawing the right and perfect people to you. If you're not drawing the right and perfect people to you, it's because you're not right and perfect yourself. So you always have to change yourself. You see, we're not out to change the world. We're not out to do any of that. We're not out to change people's minds. We're out to change our own mind. Let people think what they want. You start to think correctly, and different things will happen to you. So learn to be in this world, but don't be of this world. Put your focus elsewhere. Last week we talked about the idea that one day all conversation will be in heaven. At the present moment, it's not in heaven. It doesn't mean that that's not possible. What that means is that so many people are not thinking in that direction because it's never been done before. So they think that it cannot be done. But it can be done, and that's where your focus should be. Always focus on the good in everything. In the good in everything. But with this idea of focus, the world tells you must focus on your goals, which is absolutely one of the ways that you can do it. If you want to live on this plane of action, you can use that one. But if you want faster results in your life, you must focus on a different plane of action. Do not focus on this world, because this world is in the law of averages. And it will remain in the law of averages. You have to move your consciousness up to the law of cause and effect so that you know that you are causing what is coming into your life. You have to know that and take responsibility for that without any of the blame, the shame, the guilt, and all the other stuff that people want to put on to it. So it boils down to the idea that you are a very powerful being, and you have to know that, and you have to start using that power. We have given our power away for so long to the outside world that we think that the outside world has the power. Take back your power. Don't listen to all the news that's going on. Don't listen to experts' advice on this, that, and the other thing. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? I said this many times, this teaching, religious science does not teach people what to think. It teaches people how to think. You see, if you want to go someplace where they teach you what to think. There's tons of brand name churches up and down the street. You can go in all of them and they will tell you, this is the way you think about God. This is the way you think about something. This is the way you do this. If you want that, fine. But this teaching is to the individual mind itself. And it teaches that mind to think correctly, to know what we call truth. And what do we mean when we say truth? The truth is, you are one with this thing we call God. You are one with this creative power, if you wish. When you know that you're one with your creative power, that makes you creative. That gives you power to do something. And just because you are not using it at the present moment does not mean that you cannot use it or it does not exist. Just keep trying. I don't always get everything, but I just keep trying, and I never get discouraged. Why don't I get discouraged if I'm not getting exactly what I want? Because I know that this thing called God loves me so much, it's never going to allow me to get into a situation where I am absolutely helpless, where I absolutely have nothing. Because I know that God works in, as, and through me. And God wants me to have abundance and prosperity and money. Now I have to change my mind and start to see abundance, prosperity, and money everywhere around me. That is my job. I have to do that. Instead of allowing the world to tell me money is tight, or this isn't going to happen, or that isn't going to happen, or this, that, or the other thing, is not going to happen. It's going to happen. But you have to know that. You have to have that much faith in this thing called God that you allow God to do the work for you, knowing that that power knows more than you know, regardless of how much you think you know. And this is where we run into problems, because we think we know it all. I gave up thinking I know anything years ago. I know bits and pieces of things, and that is all I know. But I do know, since I started this teaching, this idea of metaphysics or religious science or science of mind, whatever you want to call it, has changed my life. Has changed my life. And when we're talking about the money part of it, you have to know that there's such a thing called spiritual economics. And you see, what you're thinking all the time, you're thinking economics in the form of money. Money is on this plane of action, people. There is no money outside of this plane of action. Now, you can use this teaching on this plane of action and think of the economy and think of money as just that. But if you move up and know that it's, you have what's called spiritual economy, which includes money, you'll always have money. Why? Because your money will go more, it will buy more, it will do more than you ever imagined was possible. Because you have in your head, oh, it's going to cost me $20 million to do this. If you go to spiritual economics and move up, you'll be surprised how things change, how things are differently. You see. But you're so accustomed to thinking on this plane of action, you cannot move your consciousness up to see something different. And you must see something different. You see? So think of spiritual economics and think of your money as always doing more. That a dollar does the same for you that $100 would do. That's a difficult one for you to grasp. But you have to grasp that. And then you'll see how this thing called God, this energy, works for you, that things keep coming to you. But if you think that it's because the value of a dollar is such and such, I don't know what the value of a dollar is. My dollars seem to do a great deal for me. So you have to move up in consciousness. That is one of the things this teaching is all about, is stretching your consciousness and moving it up to a different way of thinking about things. But if you keep dropping yourself down to this plane of action and believing what the world is telling you, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for you. In mental equivalent, Emmett Fox, what does he say? If you know anything, you must know that it's a mental world that we live in. It's a mental world that you live in. You may be spiritual, but you're living in a mental world. You have to be able to control your thinking. You have to be able to deny, I don't care what the world consensus is, what consensus reality is. You do not have to join it. You do not have to join that consensus. Remember, when people come to me and say this, this, and this, Dallas, and isn't it awful, blah, 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 and this isn't going to happen, and blah, 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 we're in such a mess, and blah, 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 I just look at them and say, thank God, I don't live in your universe. They've made that universe. I don't want to live in it. Nor are they going to suck me into it. You see, you have to create your own universe. And then you can live in that. You see. So I told you before, the other idea is, be in this world, but don't be of this world. We can be in this world. We don't have to pick up all the attitudes of this world, and we don't have to believe everything that the world's telling us. You see, we do not have to do that. You can think completely differently on that. And the other big thing is, always, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. What does that mean, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven? Sit down, find peace. Sit down, start loving yourself. Find that peace. What are we after here always? Peace of mind. Once you find the kingdom, all else will be added unto you. Everything that you're looking for, remember, is a side effect. And you keep concentrating and focusing on the side effects instead of on the source. Once you focus on the source, the idea that heaven is within you, that you can get that peace of mind which passes all understanding, then things will be added unto you. The rest will come to you. And it will come easily and effortlessly under grace in perfect ways. But you have to know that. You have to know that. Now, also with this teaching, Ernest Holmes said that this teaching was always open at the top. He never said he knew the exact truth. He said, here are many truths. And here's how I feel about them, here's what I think about them, and you can all look them out. And he gleaned through all the religions, through all the philosophies and so forth, and he gleaned out what he thought was the truth of everything. But he said, it is open at the top. And what is happening with metaphysics, people are saying this is it, and it's closed at the top. You cannot close this any more than you can close your mind. It has to keep moving forward. It has to keep improving. You have to keep getting bigger, better ideas of yourself and bigger, better ideas of God. You cannot close this thing in. And many people are trying this. Oh, I know the 7 steps. I know the 5 steps. I know this. And it's over. Got it. Done. It's never done. It's never done. This is a living, growing thing. And you must live and grow with it. And you must start changing your mind about things. Nothing is written in concrete. I don't care if Ernest Holmes wrote it down or not. It is not. nor is it any sacred than anything else. You are the one who makes things sacred. God doesn't know if it's sacred or what it is. God only knows how to love. And that is what we are going to learn how to do. But we're going to learn what? That it starts with us. And we're going to learn to love ourselves. And we're going to know that we're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. Let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay. So I talked about this a little bit a while back. When I say a while back, years probably. But this whole idea of changing your mind about yourself and about the universe and about this thing called God. First of all, let's start with the idea that we are intentional human beings. Intentional. What does that mean? That means that we did not come through evolution, people. You can believe in evolution. I absolutely believe in evolution. I absolutely can watch evolution in other species. The human being was an intentional species. And there's nowhere in the history, the biological history or the geological history, that can ever connect the species, the human being. You know, we may be similar to the apes, but we did not come from the apes. Just say, we did not come from them. Why do I pull these things out to you? To show you the bill of goods sometimes that you have been taught and that you absolutely believe. That you absolutely believe. So many people quote Darwin all the time. Has anyone read The Origin of the Species from cover to cover? No. No one has done that. So you took somebody else's word for that. And yes, absolutely. He saw all that evolution going on, and you could absolutely prove that evolution. But at the end of the book, he said, there's something else going on here. Because we cannot explain the human eye. We cannot explain an eye of anything. How did an eye evolve that it can see things? I have no idea. Now, that's neither here nor there, and it's not going to get you into heaven if that's what you're thinking. But the idea is to start thinking better about yourselves so that you no longer have that residual idea that you're a poor sinner and that you have to pay for sins all the time that somebody else committed. You know, if Adam and Eve committed a sin, why would we still be paying for it? You're saying. So you have to say, I am an intentional human being. I was made by this thing called God to be able to hold spirit. To be able to hold spirit. All the power. You know, we know that we have that much power inside of us. We could blow up the world. They can do that for you. But you have to know that. And we're able to hold that power because we were intentional species. The species before us could not hold that. Or they would still be around today. They cannot hold it. We can hold spirit. And that's what you have to know, if nothing else, that you're a container for spirit. And you contain spirit with inside of you. Then you have to start to let that spirit go. You also have to realize, when I say I am in this world, but I am not of this world, we are not made of the same elements as this earth that we live in. You know, we're carbon. The earth is not made up of carbon, it's made up of silica, or silicates, if you wish. So what else, what is made of carbon in the universe? Stars. That same carbon from the Big Bang that made stars is in us. Is in us. That's why we have many people that are called light workers, because of the star, or star people, they call them. A lot of people do that. Now, is this going to get you anywhere? Perhaps, perhaps not. The only reason I put these things ever out in front of you is to get your mind to start thinking, so that it stretches itself, so that you can think better of yourselves, so that you can see yourselves as more than this human being who gets up in the morning, goes to bed at night, and has this going on and that going on. See, that you're much more than these things. So use that in your thinking during the day. Who am I? What am I? What's going on here? Get a bigger idea of yourself. Know that there is something wonderful going on, much more than this twaddle that's always going on around you. You have to bring yourself up out of that and say, look, I am one with the only power there is in the universe, and I know how to use that power, and I'm using that power right here and right now to make my life better, and then become an example for other people. Otherwise, as I said, do you want to, in 2,000 years, people still the same? Technology, absolutely wonderful, but people still losing their tempers, still hating other people, still having jealousies, still feeling hurts and hates and slights. I'm thinking, well, that's because I'm human. No, it's because of your mind. It's because you have not controlled your mind. If you knew perfectly well who you were, nothing could offend you. You see, this thing called God is not offended by anything. It's an impossibility to offend God. You must get to that point in your own life where nothing can offend you. A car cuts you off on the highway. You do not get offended. You say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And you go on about your merry business. But what do most people do? They yell and scream at the driver, and then they come home and say, you know what, the bastard tried to cut me off. The first thing that comes through, you come in the house to your loving wife and so forth. You don't say, hello, darling, how are you? You say, you know, that bastard cut me off on the highway. That is not keeping your conversation in heaven. That is not controlling your mind. Now, why is that so important? Not only to control your mind. Those are the little, horrible nits and fleas of life. They're the worst little things. Why do you want to repeat them? Why do you want to give it to somebody else? Why do you want to give it to somebody else? You see. Forgive instantly. Learn to forgive instantly. I have to do it all day long. I just say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Then I go on, because why? I'm striving here for peace of mind. I want this little mind of mine to shut itself up. I want to be able to control this mind of mine so that I see the joy in life, the bliss in life, the happiness in life, the wonderful things in life. And all the technology in the world will not do that. And now, let's talk a minute about that technology and all. Human beings are very intelligent, very brilliant. They can build a computer. They can do all this stuff. We can send a man to the moon. But we cannot control our temper. But we say, oh, that's all right, because that's the reptilian brain in us coming out. See, we give ourselves an excuse every time. We can't help that. That's the that going on. Can't help that. That runs in my family. Can't help that. So you buy into all those things. You are always going to be the cause onto your own experience. It's going to do with your thinking and with your mind. It has nothing to do with anything on the outside of life. It has nothing to do with your past whatsoever. If you think it does, it will continue. You have to give up those ideas, give up that past, and sit down and start loving yourself from this moment on and say, I'm not going to do that to myself. And I'm not going to buy into all that, and my life is not going to be a soap opera or a B-grade movie. See? You have to see life differently. You have to see yourself differently. You have to focus on the good. And you have to focus on a different plane of action. How many people get up every morning and say immediately, ha, 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 isn't this wonderful? I'm using the law of mind, which is the law of attraction. And today I'm going to attract this into my life, this into my life, and this into my life. And I know I'm attracting those things because I have prepared my mind to allow this thing called God to work in, as, and through me. If you don't prepare your mind, it will not do it. This is springtime. I have a wonderful garden growing. I will have my zinnias will be blooming by Memorial Day. I have one out already, in fact. How did that start to grow and so forth? Well, I planted the smallest little seeds. I brought one in here one day and showed you. My plants are this big so far. Now, if I wouldn't have prepared the ground, if I wouldn't have done all the things necessary to plant that little seed, do you think it would have grown? But yet you say, I want money, I want a lover, I want a house, I want this and I want that. But in your mind, you're saying, oh, but it can't be done at this time of year. It can't be done now. It can't be done. Oh, no, I don't have the money to do that. Oh, I couldn't do that. I'm not good looking enough. Oh, I know that. Did you prepare your mind for your demonstration? Did you weed out all the negatives? Did you prepare? You have to prepare yourself for the demonstration. It's not going to prepare itself. It's not going to happen. You have to cultivate your mind the same as you cultivate a garden. Why do you think that little expression exists, young lady over there who's in the garden business? The closest to God is when you're in the garden. Closest you can come to God is when you're in the garden. So it's the garden of your mind. You remember a little book I brought in here?
Mm-hmm.
Plant seeds in your mind. Think of your mind as that garden, and you must prepare it for what you want. You cannot have thoughts of lack and limitation going on inside of you and be treating for money. You haven't prepared the ground. The ground must be fertile for that to happen. You must get rid of those things. Make sense? Now, Andy knows how you do that, don't you?
How you prepare your mind for fertile ground?
You use the biggest tool you have in your toolbox.
Your imagination.
You always use your imagination. You have to use that tool, people. How many people forget that every minute? It's done with your mind. It's done with your imagination. Every time, you know, these are little things. But they always work. They always work. Don't make everything so complicated. Say to yourself, I'm growing something inside of me. I'm preparing my mind. I'm cultivating my mind. Rhoda loves the one, and she told me that Amy, the lawyer, the thin lawyer that comes, the daughter uses it. Remember when I used to say, when you have something going on, you can take your brain out, pick it up, take it out, wash it off, shake it out, and watch all that garbage going, all that negativity, all that stuff go out. Now I have a nice clean brain. I'm going to put it back in, and you put it back in. Yes. Whenever I do that, what do I remember? I remember a song that I learned when I was a child. They sang it all the time. It gives my age away. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that right out of my brain. Yes. Do those things. Do those things. You know, I'll just do one quick thing here. When you're using your imagination and why it works so well, especially the idea of washing and so forth, because they've always used water to cleanse. We always use water to cleanse. You know, if you get in an accident, if you get anything, a trauma of anything, people take a shower to get it off of them, to get the stuff off of them. Now, why is that so important? Because for years, the ancients always thought of God as water. Because water will wear down anything. It will always seek the lowest to go. It seeps into anything. And that's what you say to yourself during the day. God is seeping into me. Just like water, God is seeping into me. So say that to yourself and then start to visualize God seeping into you from here. And just seeping right down. Just go down. Now, I also do this. I have God seeping down through me. Like I'm getting rid of all the negatives. I'm getting rid of all these bad feelings and these hurts and all that. Now, I just take it the whole way down and then I open up my toes. They have little trap doors on them. Those little trap doors open up and all that stuff spills out the bottom. That's the way you do it. That is the way you do it. So you have to learn to focus yourself differently. And how many times have I used this one, and then I'm going to stop and do something else? The mind always keeps you from knowing what you need to know. It took me almost a year to have Nathan remember imagination. But now people have forgotten it already. Just say, there were little cards up there. I didn't bring them tonight. I took them out because no one was picking them up. It was all on imagination. All on imagination. How many times have we said that Einstein said imagination is more important than knowledge? Nothing would come into this world without your imagination. So use that tool, please. Use that tool. Okay, I have some cards. Again, I was cleaning. And then when I clean out drawers and stuff, things pop up. And I know we've done this one, but I think it's good to do them again. Remember, if you want to make progress on the path and ascend to the places you have longed for, the important thing is not to think much, but to love much. And so, to do whatever best awakens you to love. What do you love? What do you love? Remember, do what you love and the money will follow. Do what you love and the money will follow. The attainment of your desires comes from not allowing your ego to think that it can cause things to happen. Your ego cannot cause things to happen, people, and you fall for it every damn time. Remember, the world is convincing and so is your mind. You may not allow your mind to convince you of anything. It cannot cause anything. Spirit causes things. The ego does not cause. The ego is your false self, an illusory idea that you construct in your consciousness about who and what you are. You construct that. You know, our whole life is done with constructs. You know, they're templates that you put on top of each other. They're constructs, and then you live by them. You have to take those out and make the ones that you want work for you. How many times have I told you, you never come to a conclusion of what you are? If you come to a conclusion about what you are, who you are, what's going to happen or anything, your mind will stop. It does not go past a conclusion. Now, why is that so important? Because God can only do for you what God can do through you. And if you come to a conclusion, this is who I am, that's who you're going to be. If you come to a conclusion, I'm an addict, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an overspender, I'm in debt, I'm this, I'm that, they're conclusions. If you come to a conclusion, that's as far as it's ever going to go. Because you have concluded that for yourself. And if you conclude it for yourself, this thing called God is so polite, God is not going to say, oh no, you're wrong. God is going to say, well, don't come to conclusions. Your life is never over. Remember, you're in this for an eternity, people. It's not just these few 80 or 90 odd years you're spending here. You have an eternity. You create what you see by your beliefs. You create what you see by the beliefs you hold about what you are looking at. What does that mean? What does that mean? I think that person is absolutely stupid. Now, that person will never be able to do anything intelligent in front of me. Because I have concluded. That's my belief about him. See, I have to change my belief. It's all in changing your belief. It's in changing your mind. And it's all, we start with these little simple things. And then the big things will take care of themselves. Start to see the divinity in everybody. This one's so old, it's yellow. I am vitally alive and interested in what is happening now. I am vitally alive and interested in what is happening now. You see, most of us are always thinking about what has happened. What has happened? Think of what is happening and what is going to happen. Put your focus on what you want. Put your focus there. What does the future look like? That young girl who said to have a successful business. It's not even a year old yet. But she cannot see it being a success. Then she wonders why she's riddled with anxiety. But you're causing that. You see, you cannot say that it was God, that it was somebody else that caused it. You have to take that responsibility and be the cause unto your own experience. Conditions are not entities. We are entities. See? And an entity can take care of a condition. You have to know that. Healing and demonstration takes place as our minds become attuned to the truth of being. Healing and demonstrations take place as our mind becomes attuned to the truth of our beings. What is the truth of our beings? It should be right on the tip of your tongue, people. The truth of your being is that you are one with God. You are gods in the making. Gods and goddesses. That is the truth. You have to know the truth about yourself. You have the power. You have the creativity. You have the imagination. The gift has already been given. Use that gift of mind and make your life what you want. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.